Warning, warning. Two idiots are reading the SCP files over the intercom. Someone push these fools down the apple and pears. Clear. Donald's been brought back to life.
I formed from the womb.
That's how they deliver babies. They go clear and shock them.
Yeah. I emerged like, you know that scene when Griffith first transforms into Femtime and it's like screeching
exactly.
Like a bird?
When the baby's in the womb and it's like, I want wings.
Talking to the idea of evil in the womb.
Yeah.
Every bird when they're born.
But naturally birds don't have wings, but they're all like power hungry. Can I mention something to you, by the way? I'm going to mention it anyway. I don't know why I'm asking fucking permission.
Okay.
Have you seen this fucking AI-generated Minecraft video? It's the worst thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
What is it? No,
it
what
haunts
are you talking about?
Me. I can't even watch it. I'll give you a link, but I can't even fucking watch it.
What is...
It's one of these fucking... You know that... One of these AI-generated videos of Minecraft. And it's the most uncanny valley fucking thing I've ever seen. I hate it.
Alright, and I almost don't put this video up because I don't want to steal content. I'm just browsing it real quick.
Well, the whole thing's stolen content anyway, it's AI-generated, so...
It's
the worst. It's awful. I hate it. Everything's subtly wrong.
The pig, like, keep walking backwards.
The pig, even without what the pig's doing, is the way it looks is awful.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I was looking at it. I actually feel sick looking at it.
I just don't understand because, like, people already agree, right, that Let's Plays are a little bit of content slop. Like, unless you're an entertaining creator or, like, it's something unique. Like, there's so much of it out there now that it's whatever. Like, taking that one step further, removing the human element, making it, like, generated by a robot, who would want to watch that?
I can't even look at it. I wasn't even watching it properly. I was, like, hovering over the thumbnail so it gives me the preview. I can't watch the preview. It actually sickens me. Like, not even on, like, ignoring the moral level, which isn't great. Just looking at it, it's like it's a virus in my brain. It fucks me up.
The chicken's face is a little weird.
The whole thing is fucks me up. It's awful. I hate it.
I don't play enough Minecraft to notice all the differences are, then it feels like a little off. I don't know. But you are a Minecraft head.
I'm not even a Minecraft head, I wouldn't say. Not much. But
you
just
sent me all those videos, though, the guy doing the thing.
Yeah, but that's not real Minecraft.
Anyway.
Awful. Don't check it out. Anti-recommendation.
Don't look up. Do we say
I can't
name
stop.
The channel,
like, I keep, it's like a wound, though. I keep poking it.
It's a wound? Wound? JoJo?
It's like...
Memento. Generate me Minecraft video.
No. Mustn't.
It's breaking the fourth wall. All right. What do you have for me today?
I have an SCP for you, surprisingly.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes, it's SCP-5002. A death in containment.
A death in containment. How long is it?
Most of it is scripts, so that depends on us, I would say.
Oh, man. We're fucked.
Sorry.
Okay. We still have a lot of upvotes. How come it didn't become 5,000?
I don't know. It was strange.
That's weird.
I wonder if this one's better. Well, if it was better, it would be 5,000.
Hold on. Who read this? Let me see. This was written by Pisol. That's a good name, by the way.
It's like Paul, but yeah, he's S instead. That's how I always think of
it. Oh no. Added tags 5,000. Mm. I think it got removed tags 5,000. Oh no, it didn't. It's always had that tag.
Yeah, it isn't 5,000 though, but let's get into it.
Well, maybe it should be. We'll find out in a second.
Well, if it should be, it would be.
Oh, well, I know the wiki can be unreasonable.
Well, you're American, so I know you have trouble with election results.
That was good. Fuck. That was a good one. You were sick with that. What the fuck? When did you get witty? You're only witty when it comes to 5,000. It's crazy. Oh, that was fucking good. Anyway, let's read this thing.
SCP-5002. Object class neutralized. Special containment procedures. The remains of the SCP to be held in a secure body tray in the Site 6 morgue. A further autopsy may be requested under authority of the Department of Analytics. All materials associated with the SCP has to remain in secure storage until approved for disposal. Description. An investigation into the death of the SCP is ongoing. Further information in relation to the SCP, including records of the investigation to date, are available only to personnel with appropriate clearance. If we open
please
a little
confirm...
Yeah. Yeah, I have full clearance, of course. SCP-5000.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, I do, so, obviously.
Well, obviously. Maybe there's a mistake. You British seem to have issues with referendums. I don't know.
It was a pale imitation.
Pale imitation, for real.
Much like your country, SCP-5002 is a type green reality-bending humanoid known as Emma Hastings. According to United Kingdom government records, the SCP was born in 1978, ooh, bad year, and resided in Tewkesbury, England.
What happened in 1978?
I don't know.
Why was it a bad year, then?
All years are bad. The SCP was self-employed.
For you, maybe.
No, probably actually, yeah.
No, Dan! It's so hard to bully him these days. He's always one step off the fucking ledge, ready to jump.
MacGyver.
You have to pull him back. We have to put safety nets
it's
up
like
on
Yuki. If you roast me, I'll fall.
Dan Hody Towers has safety nets because you can't trust him anymore.
And they're getting frayed.
No! Frequently used.
The SCP was born in 1978, ooh, bad year, resided in Tewkesbury, England. The SCP was self-employed as an author of detective fiction, and had published 10 novels through Joffe Books. When the SCP reread a published copy of one of its own works, the events described in that text would occur in reality. Actual events would transpire in parallel with the narrative, with some altered details, for example names, dates and locations, but a similar overall sequence of events. The SCP claimed to be unaware of the anomaly before commencement of Foundation containment and testing. Foundation specialists detected the correspondence between UK police reports and works by the SCP in January 2017, before public awareness of the anomaly. The SCP was taken to Foundation custody in February 2017 and was contained in a standard humanoid containment cell in Wing G of Site 6. On the 14th of December 2019, at approximately 7 a.m, the SCP was discovered in bed, deceased. The containment cell was locked, and no evidence of forced entry was found. Electronic records from the Wing G security station confirmed that the door was not unlocked at any stage over the preceding 12 hours, and the cell security cameras recorded only the SCP in the cell during that period. Site-wide security reports show that the Scranton reality anchors installed in Wing G remained operational during this period. Agent
oh,
Eleanor
I forgot! 5000s was mystery, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting. Who killed the SCP?
Yes. Agent Ellen O'Connor of the Department of Analytics was instructed to conduct an investigation into the neutralization of the SCP. And now we've figured out, and you're talking to the fucking witch who's cackling at you.
I have a question.
Only an anomaly could have killed them.
Answer my riddles 3 and maybe you'll find the SCP.
You must accept that it is an anomaly that killed them. No, say it in red.
It says it in blue.
Well, the blue is a human echo,
too. What
did
blue mean again? Blue. Oh, what were the colours?
So red is absolutely true. So you can take that as fact in the mystery. Blue okay. is from the detective side, and it's a proposal that you the other side has to refute with red.
Oh, okay. I see. Let me...
Beatrice...
What was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. Was there a Murphy Law 5000?
I don't think so.
That is a fucking shame.
It made me cry. I wept a bit of tears.
I'm weeping right now thinking about it.
Well, a bit anyway, we have some bitter as well.
What character do you want to be?
Well, there's a couple of people here. I'll be Officer Lowry and Chaos and the D-Class, actually.
All right, I'll be J.R. Simpson and Director May.
Okay. Who's Agent O'Connor, the main character?
You.
Okay.
You've always been the main character of my heart.
I know. Date 16th of December 2019. Really? Take it back?
Yeah. Now you're the side character of my fucking kidneys.
Wouldn't be the first fucking time.
Who else have you been the side character of their kidneys?
Everyone ever fucking met. I thought it would be different here on this podcast.
Shut up. We have nets now. I don't have to humor you. They just finished the repair.
Oh, damn. Bungee jump.
No!
The trigger warning for this fucking episode.
Yeah, and I almost put up a trigger warning because we're making awful jokes.
Agent Eleanor, I think the Fantastics were a nice spot. Agent Eleanor Connor, Department of Analytics, Dr. Karen Yao, Senior Researcher Site 6, Michael Simpson, Junior Researcher Site 6, Officer Joseph Lowry, Security Officer Wing G, Dr. Nadine Grushenbacher, Chief Medical Officer and Pathologist, Site 6, Director Evelyn May, Site Director, Site 6, and D4986, D-Class Personnel, Wing G.
Hell yeah. You ready?
Yeah, recording commences.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, Agent O'Connor, go ahead.
Thank you, Site Director, everyone. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Huh. Shut it, you!
Yeah, why is he here? He didn't come to yesterday's update. Oh, fuck, we forgot about this character. I'll be them. Michael, let Agent O'Connor speak. Sorry.
No need to apologize, Dr. Yao. I understand his concern. Actually, there is something even more unlikely that I would have included today if it were possible.
You don't mean...
Indeed, I do, Dr. Yao. Yesterday's update was for the benefit of those Site 6 personnel with a connection to the containment of Emma Hastings. But today will be somewhat different. Today, with one exception, this room contains all the people who were present in Wing Chi on the night that Miss Hastings was killed.
You mean the night that SCP-5002 was neutralized? Oh, hold on. You used a Z in neutralized earlier, but now it's an S. They kill you for that.
No, she was an anomalous human being, but she was nevertheless a human being. She deserves justice. And so today I will prove that one of you was her killer.
That can't be right. I thought...
Director, if I may, let me start at the beginning, with the incident that led to the SCP's containment.
Ooh, look at this! It's like a proper mystery with evidence!
In the fucking drawing room.
Wait, this is way better than 5,000. What the fuck?
Didn't you think so? Well, if you look at the page number. So here's our first little collapsible here. Investigation Materials, Volume 1. Newspaper, London Evening Standard, date, 5th of January, 2017. What does the newspaper say, Darnell?
It says, LSE murder, police baffled. London Metropolitan Police have admitted having no leads in the murder of PhD student Kate Holloway and have appealed to the public for any information which may assist the investigation. Holloway, 23, was found beaten to death in her office at the London School of Economics last Monday. The office was locked from the inside, and no murder weapon has been recovered.
Police only an anomaly could have done that murder, don't you think, Darnell?
Objection! An anomaly was not responsible for the murder of Kate Holloway.
I'll say it in red. There is no way a human could have entered the office.
It was a dog.
That's the sort of shit you'd say.
Sorry, I lost my steam on that. Where was I?
Police Commissioner.
Police Commissioner Hogan Ho asked members of the public with any knowledge relevant to the case to come forward and created a dedicated phone number for anonymous tips. A source at the Met has described the killing as baffling and confessed that detectives are struggling to make progress. Private investigator Cameron Blackwell, known for solving the Kensington Diamonds mystery, Kensington, no! has been brought in to assist inquiry. That's a joke only for me. I'm sorry.
I love the idea of reading the newspaper. It's like, the police don't know what to do. And so he brought in this fucking random guy.
Hey, he solved the Kensington Diamonds. That's a feat.
It's like a thing that says, like, why do we accept in fiction, like, the world's famous detective?
Well, like, it's just like Sukuna, right? It's like he defeated the what clans or whatever. Hey, he solved the Kensington Diamonds mystery. That's a feat, okay? He's a big deal. Grieving parents Peter and Evelyn Holloway spoke at the press conference of their love for their daughter, describing her as...
Boring! Skip!
Yawn! Back to the investigation, okay?
Post-neutralization containment inventory, SCP-5002. Date, 14th December 2019. Prepared by Agent Ellen O'Connor, Analytics Department. Containment type. Standard humanoid containment cell. Site 6, Wing G. One SHCC fixed bed frame and built-in mattress. One set SHCC bedding, bloodstained throughout. Was that after or before on provision?
That's a good question.
One SHCC fixed table and seating. One built-in TV screen with remote. Living it up in the Foundation. One Panasonic
they
electronic
have a TV.
Typewriter. Even the poorest among them can afford a refrigerator. We need to send them.
I'm, Aren't there literally SCP containment cells where they just throw them in a cell?
Yeah.
It's just like walls.
In the good old days. One set foundation safety stationery. All I can account for. Before the foundation got soft and woke.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is the foundation woke now, I say, as they put a bullet through a child's head for seeing the ice cream that's always strawberry.
We would have died in the front of the head. We would have let them see.
We die in the dark so you can live in the light. Just killing a village.
One typed manuscript, 432 pages. 4 rooms typewriter paper, blank, in original packaging. 150 sheets of paper, blank, containing Hell's cup of scissors and abstract block patterns. 1 bottle Jack Daniel's whiskey, 3/4 empty. One set.
Oh, she's been drinking.
Anomaly need drinky. One set foundation basic women's. Hold on, this is Alan Wake. I've just realized this anomaly is Alan Wake.
Is it? Oh yeah, because her powers. She probably wrote a story where she died. Alan Wake. You're right. We figured out the mystery already.
One set foundation basic women's clothing, size 8. All items accounted for, other than nightwear worn by deceased.
Guys, this is Alan Wake.
Interview transcripts. Interviewed security officer Joseph Lowry. I'm going to be talking to myself now.
I could be Officer Lowry for this if you want.
Oh yeah, sure. Thank you, Officer Lowry.
Please, call me Joe.
Officer Lowry, you are the regular overnight security official for Wing G, is that correct?
You really can call me Joe, you know. I'm trying to help here.
Could you please answer the question, officer?
Fine. Ah, yes, I'm usually on night duty. You want my employee number or what?
No, thank you. And you discovered the body of the SCP this morning, did you not?
Yeah, that's right.
Could you please describe how that occurred?
Sure, lady. So I clock off at 7:30 a.m., but my last job is to get D4986 from his cell and take him to the kitchenette for breakfast. At 7 a.m., I left the security station, walked past the containment cells to 4986's cell, then walked him back up towards the kitchen.
D4986 is held in Wing G itself. Is that usual?
Not really, I guess. Most of the D-class are in central accommodations, but he's assigned to Wing G testing, so we have him in a spare containment chamber.
I see. Was that Dr. Yao's decision?
About the testing, yes, but all the room allocations come from central.
Meaning the site director?
I suppose so. 4986 just lucked out with the low-risk humanoids like the rest of us. I was walking back past the cells, rattling the doors, and I...
Sorry to interrupt, officer. Could you please explain what you mean by rattling the doors?
Oh, all right. I just kind of give them a quick shake, check they're properly locked. It's a little habit of mine every time I walk past, just making sure. Anyway, I got to 5002 cell, and I noticed something odd.
I understood that the door was locked.
Yeah, locked tight. No, the odd part was not hearing anything. Usually, 5002 would yell some shit at me when I'd come past. When she didn't, I got suspicious.
Is it possible that she didn't hear you?
Oh, I always give that bit. I give 5002's door an extra hard shake, you know? Nice and noisy.
I take it you didn't get along with the SCP.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. No, I didn't like her. No one here did. You ask Michael, ask 4986. 5002 was a stuck-up... She was a real piece of work. This guy is trying so hard not to get canceled. He will not say bitch. Thought she was better than anyone else here. She's so smart. Why is she in containment?
If you're so smart, why are you contained?
She's like, just you wait till I write myself out of the story.
It's like, how dare they be annoyed that we've locked them up for life without trial?
Yeah, we die in the dark.
He's like, listen, lady, I just try to do my job here. Okay, so you didn't hear a response when you shook the door on your way past?
Not in either direction. I secured the D-class, then opened the viewing plate to 5002's cell. I could see her lying in bed, but there was blood all over the blanket. Well, I didn't know it was blood yet, but it looked bad.
What did you do next?
I ran to Karen's room, that's Dr. Yao, and asked for her keycard. Then I went back to the containment chamber.
Why did Dr. Yao give you her keycard? Isn't that a violation of security protocol?
Not in an emergency, which this was. Anyway, I don't know what it's like where you work, but in this wing, we're a team. We trust each other.
We're family. A found family.
Dr. Yao knows she can depend on me, and she was right behind me in any case. Now, can I tell you what I found, or do you want to ask more pointless questions?
Please go ahead.
Ooh, Agent O'Connor. When I opened the containment cell, 5002 didn't move. And before you ask, it's not a breach of containment procedures, because 5002's anomaly only works when she's writing, which she clearly wasn't. and Marcella's an SRA, too. I walked... Oh, it's Scream Reality Anchor. I walked slowly to the bed, weapon drawn, but I could see there was a lot of blood and she wasn't breathing. I checked her pulse. Nothing. So I rolled her over, and that's when Karen came in. She saw 5002's chest and started screaming.
What a Karen to start screaming.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
My theory is that she wrote that this would happen, and her getaway plan is, like, she's not really dead, and she's going to get up after they, like, take her to the
morgue. Play the Undertaker?
Yeah, and walk out. Whoa. Agent O'Connor. Oh, sorry. That's you.
Did you think her alarm was authentic?
Of course. This is a rough job, and I've heard a lot of screams. Karen was shocked. She's always professional, but she has a kind heart.
What happened next?
I took Karen outside and calmed her down, and then I waited at the containment chamber while she went to the security station to call the site director and the medical officer.
And then the next interview with Chief Medical Officer Nadine Grossenbacher, who I guess will be you.
Yeah, I suppose.
Describe the scene when you arrived, please.
I arrived at around 7:45. Joseph Lowry was waiting at the door of this containment chamber. The D-class was secured in the hallway for some reason. He is an unpleasant man, I think. Much worse than the previous one. D-2825, that poor girl. Lowry showed me the body of SCP-5002, lying on the bed. He took the D-class away and came back later while I examined the corpse. I noticed a large amount of dried blood on the blankets, particularly on the area around the SCP's torso.
I detected a lie. I found a lie. The D-class was still there. I thought he had been taken back to his cell before the security officer went back.
Starts playing the...
Why would the doctor be panicking? The doctor's the one telling the truth, is the one who's panicking.
Gulp.
It's like someone else was lying. What?
Impossible.
In your opinion, what was the likely cause of death?
I am yet to conduct a full autopsy, but my opinion at this time is that the victim died from severe trauma to the heart and lungs, caused by multiple stab wounds. I would estimate SCP-5002 was stabbed at least 10 times in the chest, neck, and shoulder.
Didn't want to give her a chance, huh? Probably by a right-handed individual, slightly taller than her.
Very perceptive of you. Yes, that would be my hypothesis, based on the wounds.
Not that it helps much in narrowing the list of suspects. Could you let me know the type of weapon that was likely used?
Certainly. It appears that the victim was stabbed with a sharp, pointed blade. Not terribly long.
Something like your scalpel, then?
Perhaps, detective. I would think a common kitchen knife is just as likely.
Indeed. Did you observe anything else unusual in the examination of the body?
No, I could see no obvious defensive wounds. I surmise that the assailant either knew the victim or surprised and overpowered her. I performed a check with a sexual assault evidence kit for completeness, but there were no conclusive results. I had just finished this check when Dr. Yao arrived.
It had been some time, then, since she called you to Wing G.
Yes, she was away reporting to the site director. I can imagine that would not have been comfortable, especially given the director's views on the SCP.
Could you elaborate, please?
Of course, although this is merely... What is the phrase? Hearsay. I understand that the site director had a particular interest in 5002, and that Dr. Yao was under quite some pressure to produce results.
We're all under pressure, Doctor. Do you really think this was unusual?
How shall I say this? Agent, there are some confidences which I cannot betray, but I recognize the importance of your work. All I can say is to encourage you in strong terms to speak to the site director about this matter and her involvement with the swing. Certainly Dr. Yao appeared rather upset when I saw her.
Interesting. Finally, Doctor, could you please let me know your estimate for the time of death?
Again, this will be more accurate once the autopsy is complete, but for present purposes, I would estimate that the SCP was killed between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. last night.
And where were you between those times?
Very good. I was sleeping, Detective, in my room in the medical wing. And I'm afraid you'll have to take my word for it. There are still some areas of this building which are free from those staring cameras, thank God.
Something to hide, Doctor?
Jesus Christ! Let us put a camera in your toilet! We have to know. We live in the dark, so we die in the dark, so you live in the light.
Of course not, I have no secrets.
This is the Foundation, Doctor.
Everyone has secrets.
What are yours, Agent O'Connor?
Mine is an anomaly.
Morphs their arm into a blade. Get ready for this one.
Idol transfiguration.
So stupid. Okay, continue.
Okay. okay, we're introducing Joseph Lowry again. This asshole.
Why do I have to be all the characters that talk really loud? Because
I'm the detective. I'm figuring it out.
I hate SCP script format.
Tell me about the Wing G security station, please. Please?
No problem. It sits on the corner, so I have a clear view of both hallways. Down past the containment chambers towards the main doors, and in the other direction towards the staff quarters and the kitchenette. I have video screens for each of the
containment chambers. Is a kitchenette like a female kitchen, do you think?
It's supposed to be a small kitchen, but I thought that was a cute joke.
Thank you.
And the system keeps a record of any key card access, both to the cells and the main doors to Wing G.
You mentioned that your shift ends at 7:30 a.m. What time did you start last night?
11:30 p.m., same as always.
That's a long shift. You're at the station the whole time?
Yes, well, except for my smoke break.
What time was that?
Don't give me that look. This is low-risk containment. Dr. Yao proved it. Everyone knows I go at 2 a.m. every night. I have a smoke. I come back, no problem.
And how long would you say you were away last night?
10, maybe 15 minutes. Same as any night. And once I lock the main doors behind me, no one can get into Wing G without my buzzer going off, so I'd know.
Imagine, like, the O5 council here, and so, yeah, we have one guard for this anomaly, and every day he just sort of leaves for a quarter of an hour. But, like, what? If we weren't too busy approving Cassie's new house, we would take action.
Cassie, they didn't approve it, by the way. She has to stay in an apartment.
No, they would absolutely give her a new house. What, are you kidding me?
You think?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even give her fucking jeans, dude.
Well, of course they wouldn't.
Why?
Let's continue.
What does he mean by this? Ugh, I don't like that implication. Please continue.
So, no one from outside gave access to Wing G while you were gone. It could only have been someone already inside.
No, unless, well, level 5 clearance, perhaps. I don't know whether I get notified of that. It's never come up.
Speaking of clearance, tell me about the key cards. You have access to the main doors, but not the containment chambers, right?
Except for the D-class, so yeah, that's right. Kuro's the only one with key card access to the skips.
And did she access them last night?
No, the door records are clear for the whole night. I checked before you arrived. We have to send records up to Central each day. Between the start of my shift and when I fetched D4986 in the morning, none of the cells were unlocked, and I was the only one to open the main doors at 2 a.m., like I said. He said that shit in red. To be honest, I didn't see anyone last night. I think Karen and Michael had gone to their rooms before I started.
How about the cameras?
Nothing out of the ordinary. 5002 was asleep when I got in. Day guard said she'd gone to bed around 11 p.m. SCP... and SCP... We're quiet in their cells. D4986 wasn't doing much. Whole thing makes no sense. The SCP cell was locked, the wing was locked, I didn't see anyone, the camera didn't see anyone. How the hell was she killed?
That's why I'm here, officer.
Really? You Sherlock Holmes or something?
Actually, Foundation investigations are rather more difficult. Sherlock Holmes, unlike me, could afford to eliminate the impossible. That goes hard.
Door opening sounds of raised voices.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Agent. I thought you should know if anyone of the staff trying to leave Ring G without your permission.
You know, now that I think of it, maybe Karen made a copy of her keycard, so someone else could have had access to 5002.
Really? Who was that?
Michael Simpson.
Mike Simpson.
Well, Homer.
Well, Marge.
And we have gene research from Michael Simpson.
Oh, sorry, I opened.
This is ridiculous! You can't just lock me up here like some kind of D-class!
I'm sorry, Michael. Can I call you Michael? Unfortunately, I can't let anyone leave Wing G until I finish my interviews. You understand, right?
But when will you be finished? I have an urgent appointment scheduled for this morning.
Could you let me know who it's with? Perhaps I can help reschedule it.
No, sorry, I'm afraid it's a private matter. A classified matter. I can't discuss it.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. Well, shall we speak now? Try to get things over with more quickly?
Yes, that would be good. Thanks.
No problem, Michael. Let's start with last night. Where were you between midnight and this morning?
I was in my quarters, working late on my thesis. It's due in a few months' time.
Can't be easy working on that at the same time as research. And how about this morning, when the SCP was discovered?
I was in the kitchenette finishing breakfast. I heard Joe shaking SCP-5002's door both times.
In the kitchenette? Must really be quite loud, then.
Yes, you'd hear it anywhere. It's a bit annoying, actually. Although it's weird.
What is, Michael?
Nothing. Just thinking about how sound travels. After the door banging, I heard running in the corridor, then Karen screamed.
Interesting. And you were in the kitchenette this whole time. You know that we found one of the kitchen knives in the dishwasher there. Did you use it?
What? No! I mean, it was there when I got there. I never touched it.
Okay, no problem. Unfortunately, it had been through a full cycle, so it was nice and clean. And after you heard Dr. Yao scream?
Oh, they don't have any anomalous fingerprint getters. We put the fucking mimetic clay on it, and we can tell all the fingers that have been played.
I went down to the containment chamber. Joe was holding Karen by the shoulders, trying to keep her calm. 4986 said something. I didn't hear what. Joe wouldn't let me into the containment chamber, but what I saw... Ugh. Even it doesn't deserve that.
It? You mean SCP-5002? Funny, everyone else here uses her name, or at least gives her a personal pronoun.
I know they do. That's not what they are, is it? They're not people. They're not our friends. They're anomalies.
That seems a little harsh.
We die in the dark so you can live in the light, okay?
Sorry. I just it's love that bit so much.
It's protocol. That thing is SCP-5002. No different from 1571 or 1207 or any other anomalies in containment. Just because it moves and talks doesn't mean it should be treated differently.
I take it you didn't have a close relationship with the SCP.
I conducted intensive testing with the entity over an extended period. That's all.
You're right about an extended period. Testing had been going for some time. Was Dr. Yao under pressure to produce some results?
Maybe. I saw a few memos from the director which seemed a bit over the top, requesting update samples, I don't know what. Karen doesn't really get stressed, though. She's a great boss. Probably the best supervisor I've had. She gets me properly involved in the research, lets me work independently.
Is that why she gave you a copy of her keycard?
Oh, yes, I guess so, but I've almost never used it. It's just...
Just in case?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell me a little more about your testing with the SCP?
They put her in the fucking meat grinder every day and crushed her bones.
Right your way out of this one, anomaly!
My throat is, like, getting tired. Would you mind doubling up for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
What do you mean by doubling up?
Well, so this next one's multiple peel, but, like, the next time there's a twofer, if you don't mind just doing both parts.
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll do Lowry in this one.
Okay. And I'll be everyone else.
Aw.
Extract of 5002 testing video transcripts. Present, Dr. Karen Yao, Michael Simpson, Joseph Lowry, and D8252825, who was the previous D-class, I believe. The test text. The D-class then walked over to the... So I guess it's the text that she's writing, the anomaly. The D-class then walked over to the machine and pressed the buttons in the following order. Red, green, red, green, 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 red, green, red, green, and then she stops.
I wonder if that's Morse code for anything.
Maybe it means, like, Paul is dead.
Yeah, Paul is dead.
Do you think he's dead? Do you think they killed him back then?
Who?
Paul McCartney.
Oh. No. Wait, hold on. Didn't this take place after... Yeah, it's 2017. Yeah, he's already dead, right?
Is Paul McCartney dead?
Okay, now you're confusing me. Paul, let's take a look.
He's alive. He's still alive.
Then why did you say he died?
Because he died back in, like, the 70s, and they replaced him with a fake Paul.
Is that a conspiracy
theory? Yeah. Paul is dead.
He's still alive. So James Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He was a Beatle, you know.
He used to be Beatle.
He used to be Beatle.
Of the four musical warriors, he was ranked number two.
Fun fact, I was at a barcade and I played like the Beatles pinball. It's a very surreal choice for a pinball theme. Alright, shall we continue?
Dr. Yao and J.R. Simpson stand in the Wing G Secure Lab. Next to them, 5002 sits at a lab bench. Test number SCP-5002-7-R, 14th of May, 2017. Time is 11:45 p.m. Why are we doing this at night time? Ow!
So you get the pleasure of my company, Missy.
Oh, I don't like that.
Gently, Joe.
Sorry, Doctor.
Please, do call me Karen. And it's okay. D8285 has done this before. She knows the procedure. Although we've decided night testing is probably best to minimize any risk of interference from other ontological anomalies on the site. Secure lab SARs are offline. This test will focus on two factors. Firstly, the presence of the entity in the same physical space as the test subject, and also the possibility of the entity employing a multi-use text. You can use her name, Michael. J. J.R. Simpson adjusts the camera so that both SCP-5-2 and D-2825 are in shot. Officer Lowry stands next to the D-class. There's a table placed 1 meter in front of D-825, close to camera. On top of the table is a black box with two electronic buttons, red and green. If you press red, you will get $1 billion, but someone you don't know will die.
And if you press green, what happens?
I don't know. You fucking blow up.
Don't think about it. You're supposed to press red.
Red is the four experiment. Please press it. Joe, please release D-2825 from her restraints.
She was behaving weirdly in her cell earlier. You sure that's wise?
She's got bad vibes, man.
I don't trust her.
It's fine, Joe. Please go ahead.
You're the boss, Director Karen. Dr. Karen. Sorry.
Officer Lowry removes the handcuffs and steps away from D-2825, who remains still. J.R. Simpson places a small bound booklet on the bench in front of the SCP, avoiding physical or eye contact with them.
The entity will now read the prepared test text. Really, Michael? 2002. Would you please? The SCP opens the booklet and reads a text. D-2825 walks to the electronic box and presses the buttons in the sequence described in the texts. That is fascinating. I can't believe what you made me write from a punctuation perspective, but it's extraordinary to see that in action. Test participants shall remain silent at all times. Forgive my colleague. How do you feel, dear? To the D-class.
I feel okay, I guess. What is she reading?
The story of her life, it seems. Has she been here for all my previous readings?
The entity will now reread the same text.
The SCP stares at J.R. Simpson, then looks down and reads the booklet. D-2825 remains still, watching the SCP.
No effect. That is in accordance with our hypothesis.
You think it only happens once per book?
Test participants shall remain silent at all times!
She's asking that because she wants to use that as a surprise tool for later.
Podcast readers will remain silent, Arnell!
Tell me, researcher, are you a test participant? Officer Lowry laughs. Dr. Yao smiles. J.R. Simpson snatches the booklet from the lab bench.
Oh, he's pissed. Come embarrass me again!
He's turned bright red.
The entity will now read a separate copy of the same text.
J.R. Simpson places a second booklet onto the lab bench. The SCP picks it up and begins to read. D-2825 remains standing near the table and does not touch the buttons. No effect from separate copies. We have to assume it is reading as instructed. I think that is a safe assumption, Michael. Then we'll proceed with this evening's final test. J.R. Simpson takes a second booklet from the bench and marks it using a standard Foundation redaction pen. J.R. Simpson then holds the booklet open to the camera. The redacted test text reads as set out below. Blank, D-class blank, warts to machine blank press buttons, the order, green, green, red, green, then stops. J.R. Simpson checks the redaction with Dr. Yao, then places the redacted text in front of the SCP.
The entity will now read the redacted test text.
God, what a mess. Yes, participants silent, I get it. The SCP reads from the redacted booklet. The D-class presses the buttons on the black box in the following order. Green, green, red, green. This matches the redacted text of the booklet. The D-class's movements appear jerky and uncoordinated. Reading of amended text successfully reproduced the anomalous effects. Wonderful. That opens up a new avenue to consider. How are you feeling? That was me weeping. Did you hear it? Was it too high-pitched?
Yeah, I did. It was a good weep. It was a good weep.
I didn't want to touch the buttons, but I did. Why did I touch them? What did she do?
The test is now complete. Officer, you may restrain the D-class.
Officer Lowry moves forward to handcuff the D-class. She attempts to resist, but is successfully restrained.
No, the test isn't over. I don't want to go. Don't send me back there.
Wait. Did you hear that? The test isn't over because she's going to be controlled to kill.
Well, that's not what was written in the book.
And yet, maybe she snuck a note onto her hands.
But you had to read it out loud.
Did she?
Yeah. That's
how do you read redacted text out loud?
Well, you don't read the redacted bits.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Oh, never mind. I got confused. Sorry. Okay.
I told you she was trouble.
Can you take her back to her cell? Carefully, please.
Of course, I've got her.
Thank you, Joe.
You're most welcome.
Officer Larry leaves the room with the D-class, who struggles weakly. Poor thing. I might call Dr. Grossenbacher. Michael, can you escort Miss Hastings back to her chamber? J.R. Simpson appears briefly shocked. He then gestures for the SCP to follow him from the lab and walks the camera to turn it off. I wonder what would have happened if she'd been restrained when I started reading.
Oh, that's evil. Maybe this is a fuck-ass anomaly.
Okay, so I'll do you double up for this one.
Yeah, I can maybe do Dr. Yao one more time.
Okay.
I might have you double up. Yeah.
Interviewed. Senior researcher Karen Yao. Thank you for your time, Dr. Yao. Can I start by asking for your thoughts about the SCP?
As an anomaly or as a test subject?
Whichever you prefer.
Well, the anomaly is a bit finicky. It took us some time to work out how to elicit the effect, but precisely led to the written work being instantiated. Any new written works are produced in containment, subject to the reality anchor, and are only sent for publication once they have been thoroughly reviewed by us and cross-checked by RISA to make sure they have no unintended consequences. It's very time-consuming.
I saw there was a manuscript recovered from the containment chamber.
Yes, 5002 had written a novel. We suggested it, though it might allow for more detailed analysis. While it would take time to prepare, a more substantial work could shed some light on the level of specificity in which the anomaly manifests in reality. I can't believe what we've lost in terms of the research time.
What was the novel about?
Not something from her usual oeuvre, of course, for safety's sake. We needed something we could test, so it was about the daily life and psychology of a D-class subject. Nothing violent or dramatic. It was slower, more meditative than her other books, almost pastoral.
And yeah, stellar reviews on Goodreads.
Very boring and safe.
And she didn't have any unauthorized written work? Nothing resembling the events of her death?
No, we really were quite careful about that. This was completely shocking.
So it didn't resemble any of her past work either?
Not in any detail. In any case, the effect only works once for each written work that SCP-5002 reads after publication. Rereading the same thing won't repeat the anomaly.
How was the SCP as a test subject?
She was cooperative with experimentation, even collaborative. She appeared relatively well-adjusted to containment. No history of aggression or escape attempts. Intelligent, honest, self-assured.
Almost sounds as if you liked her, Dr. Yao.
COVID!
I dare say if the circumstances had been different, I might have, Agent O'Connor.
Did you give her special privileges?
What do you mean?
The Jack Daniels in her cell. Was that your authorization?
No, absolutely not. I try to treat my subjects fairly, Agent O'Connor, but I'm not stupid. Emma never had access to alcohol or drugs of any kind. We search her cell regularly, and I'm sure no one in my team would have given them to her.
Not everyone in your team got along with her, did they?
You mean Joe? Oh, he acts tough, likes to wind the skips up now and then, but he's a big softy, really. He wouldn't do, well, anything like this.
He's a big softy. He wakes them up in the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah, shaking their doors.
He's just a big, okay. Big funny guy. And Michael Simpson? He seemed very cold towards the SCP.
Yes, I guess he was. It's funny, he never spoke with her outside testing, never called her Emma. I would have said he was just the straight-laced type, but he wasn't always like that.
No?
When he first joined me, he was more relaxed. Something changed a few weeks after he started, after Emma arrived, like he withdrew.
Do you know why?
She did something to him. I'm afraid not. I was worried for him, but there was nothing in his regular psych tests other than a bit of stress.
Could I have a copy of those tests, please?
Sorry, I review them, but then they're held centrally. You could ask the psych director, maybe.
That reminds me, Michael's stress. Could it have been from pressure to get results on the SCP?
I don't know about that. We work hard, but we try not to apply too much pressure here.
Not from the psych director?
No, not that I noticed.
Are you sure? The medical officer mentioned something.
Dr. Grossenbacher might be thinking of another wing. She's always on the move in and out.
Someone's lying! Is she in
Say it in red!
Is she in Wing G regularly?
Just now and then. Any bangs or scrapes the skips might get. It's much less often since she was promoted to CMO for the whole site.
That was quite a recent promotion, yes. Rapid. What's your opinion on her work?
I think she's been excellent. She's responsive, helpful, her psych evals are fair and she accepts my input, and she genuinely cares about people, which I respect. We had a D-class last year, 2825, who suffered a breakdown. Horrible, really. Screaming, unable to sleep. Eventually, she had to be replaced, but Dr. Grossenbacher did great work with her. She was here quite a lot back then.
But Dr. Grossenbacher doesn't have access to Wing G.
No, she buzzes in at the main doors like everyone else.
Right, so you and Officer Lowry are the only ones with access to the security system.
That's correct. Joe has read access only for the cameras and door records, and I have the only key card for the containment cells.
Except for the one you gave Michael.
Oh, yeah, she controlled him to let her out or something. Oh, yes, sorry, but he never uses it. I don't think I've ever seen it on the records.
And he couldn't have lost it?
No, I'm sure he's more careful than that.
Okay. Could you please talk me through your movements last night and this morning?
Yes, I was back in my quarters before Joe came on shift. I probably went to sleep around midnight, maybe a little after.
And you didn't come out of your room after that time? No one came in? You didn't hear anything?
Oh, sorry. No, I woke up at 6:30 and was just cleaning my teeth when Joe knocked hard on the door. He asked for my keycard, said there was an emergency with the SCP. I gave him the card, spat out my toothpaste, and followed him down the corridor.
Take your time, Dr. Yao.
It was horrible. I screamed, I think, when I saw her, all the blood. You must think I'm pathetic, but it's a pretty quiet life on Wing G. We don't usually... I haven't... Nothing like that. Joe must have walked me out. I remember his hands on my shoulders. He was saying something. My head was spinning. I saw Michael run up, and then I heard him.
Who?
D4986. Agent O'Connor, I don't like to point fingers, but I know I'm right about this. I will never forget the look on his face and what he says. Looks like that bitch got what was coming to her.
He needs to cancel his D-class.
Oh, I know that.
That's hardly evidence, but... Doctor.
Oh, I know that.
You replied to that like that's natural line. We need to cancel it.
Sorry. But tell me, do you know why he...
Oh, I know we have to cancel him.
I think if you don't mind doubling up on this next one, and then as much as I hate to leave the fans waiting, I'd probably have to cut it off there for work.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, we can do like the comments after real quick.
Interview D4986. 7 convictions for murder. 1 for aggravated assault and wounding. 3 for murder suspected but not charged. All stabbed multiple times in the chest and belly. Yeah, sure, I done them all. And believe you me, I'll do it again. Every fucking one of them deserve what they got. Did you kill SCP-5002? No. But you wanted her dead. Fuck yes. I'm glad she's dead. I would have killed her if I could. Why is that? You're asking me why? Jesus, why the fuck do you think? That bitch spent last year torturing me. I hate her. What do you mean, torturing you? You seen the tests, have you? She's a monster. I don't let no one push me around but her. If she read it in one of her books, she could make me do anything. What things? Anything. Running on a treadmill until I collapsed. I said all sorts of bollocks I would never say. She made me fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon. Fuck, that's fucked up. And every time it felt like I was choosing it. I thought I was in control. It's always her. That vindictive shit in the out. Call me Karen. They were in it together. What do you mean by that? She was helping you out, suggesting new tests, humiliating things. She would make me cry and beg forgiveness, or sort of strip off in the lamp. She made me grab a wire I thought was electrified. One test, she read aloud, just so I would know she was forcing me to move. I think she got off on it. And you hated her for it. Yeah, but you don't get it. I didn't just hate her. I was fucking terrified of it. I wasn't me anymore. One time I lost it, refused to leave myself, fought the guard, chucked up my breakfast. Afterwards, I found it was all her. All of it, something she wrote. That proper messed me up.
See, it felt like it was him. And they mentioned that what's-his-face has been different.
How could I trust anything? I couldn't trust myself. I mean, no wonder the last one went batshit. How would you be if every action, every decision, every thought could have been put there by someone else? So, of course, I'm glad she's dead. Finally, I know for sure that this is me. But you didn't kill her. No. Where were you last night? In my cell. Where the fuck else would I be? They got cameras, don't they? But before today, when were you last in the kitchenette? I don't know, dinner last night. Did you take a knife from the kitchen? No, there's the guard watching me and they do them checks on me cell. What's your opinion of Joseph Lowry? Well, he's not as mean as some of them, but he's an arsehole. Although never when Yao's around the suck up. Why are you asking me this shit? Well, someone was stabbed to death and you're the only knife murderer around here. So you say. What if that bitch made me do those murders too? But anyway, I was locked in myself, she was locked in hers, and no one has a key. Shouldn't you be talking to the fucker who can walk through walls?
There's someone who can just walk through walls! This whole time, they're like, oh, it's a locked door mystery. How did anyone... Meanwhile, walking through to grab something from the kitchen. Oh, good morning, guys. Shit stained
with
blood.
That's Dennis. How dare you accuse him?
Oh, Dennis.
Everyone really likes him for some reason.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's chill.
He's like, can you not slander Dennis, please?
That's such a funny reveal, like 4 interviews in. Oh, don't mind me, guys. Let's take it a shortcut. That's so funny. I really want to keep reading this. I'm genuinely invested in this, but I simply don't have time, I think.
No
especially
problem.
Looking at how long the next bit is. We will. I'm so sorry for the cliffhanger on this mystery, guys. We will 1,000% continue this next week.
You mean 5,000%?
Yeah, but for... Shut up, bitch. for now... Whoops, whoops. Let me...
You know you're cancelled now, right?
Why?
He's a bitch.
I'm allowed to say it.
Oh.
I got permission. I have a bitch card. Hold on. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump. Going through like in all the comments. Alright, we ready? Chris Merkel Studios says a couple things. One, don't worry about rambling, Darnell. Longtime listeners came for the SCP content, but we definitely stayed for the hilarious banter and anime references.
I mean, like, if you don't like that shit, you have not made it to episode 196.
But what if that's the one they gave up? They're like,
I thought they were going to cut this out. They promised 20 episodes again.
Two, I think there's some media that actually warrants genuine shock if you out yourself as having not seen it. At this point, Star Wars is so ubiquitous in pop culture that uncontacted tribes in the Amazon have at least heard of it. So if you get hit with the, you haven't seen Star Wars, that's on you. Sorry, not
true.
Sorry.
True, our viewers are truthful, honest spirits.
I'm going to start doing that with esoteric media. I'm going to be like, you haven't heard of Aetheral Space?
Well, that's true.
To everyone I meet. Yeah, say it in red. Three, knowledge about how to do your taxes is the SCP-55 of real life. Thank you, Chris Merkel Studios.
Thank you. Interesting comment.
Dino Tail says, I say put them back in the dark, just because I'm feeling edgy today.
Someone brave enough to fucking say it.
Someone finally fucking brave enough. Put them on the cover.
These fucking civilians, they don't appreciate what the Foundation does for them. We should put them in containment and let all the SCPs out.
Anyway, I'm going to go write a book called The Chronicle of Discovering SCP. Unfortunately for you two, some of the things in the book aren't a lie. That's my noise for the little smile emote they did. If you, I hope you liked it.
I did this, please.
No! Shythalia says, keeping secrets is easy when you're too lazy to talk and you forget easily.
I know all your
That's
secrets.
Called Alzheimer's, I think.
Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. That's just lost information.
MT2K21 says, ah, I see you're back from the bone zone. What?
What?
I started reading SCP
articles. Did we read an article about skeletons or something?
I hope so. There was a recommended article by JTKC. There was also a good SCP about time dilation or some shit. And I got 6666 from a random SCP. The article was great, but the second expandable, the thing on the side that pops out when you hover over it with the map that has the SCP labeled as 6000, and my OCD ass refuses to suffer alone.
I'm sorry that happens to you, or happy for you, whatever it applies.
True. Sugarcane Soldier says, good episode as always. I, for one, do like hearing you two talk about Michael Phelps, and also SCPs. Keep up the good work. That's right, we spent like 15 fucking minutes
when Michael
doing a
Phelps
bit about
was
Michael
born,
Phelps.
Do you think it was like the balance of the swing world changed at that moment?
Yeah, they were like SCP breaching containment.
Like
safe containment. SCP must
it's like
be
the Gojo opens his eyes, it's like 1229, Gojo Satoru was born. Michael 173 born.
Like stops banging on the walls, looks up in itself.
It's like, it's coming.
It's him. Somewhere out there, a serpent's hand is crying.
It's like Michael Phelps was born, like at the ocean, the dolphins stop and look over. It's like something isn't right.
The missing link. Sorry, where was I?
Do you think Michael Phelps would be a dolphin in swimming?
Probably. He's Michael Phelps.
Do you think dolphins like dragons? They're really arrogant. It's like, and they're human out swimming me. I won't accept it.
Like cheats. Take this!
It's like, I don't give a shit about the pride of dolphins anymore. I just want to defeat you. Phelps!
He's just like, because he's a human, he can't talk through water. Good Day says, I'm on team Let Them See the Light. Smile. Great article. One of my favorites, honestly. 14 out of 10. And then lastly, Anomalous says, interesting take on the Davis. A good subversion of expectations.
Anomalous, edit their expectations.
Alright, my tummy hurts, so I gotta end it here and get ready for work, but It's been a pleasure, Tanner.
Everyone applauds Donnell in the comments for being brave enough to record.
Everyone, I'm so brave for not being able to record yesterday and making Tan do this early in the morning.
This is like 2 in the afternoon for me. This is prime time.
This is not... Oh, man. 2 in the afternoon is like when I normally have to record.
Ooh, yeah, this is... Man, it's early. It's like I become Donnell. Yeah. Me and myself shrinking.
What does it feel like? Okay. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.